Hiya, we're back, skinny yet. I'm Karen.
I'm Jo.
And this is our fourth or fifth attempt to try and record this podcast.
We've been hit with
So
some
bad.
gremlins.
We're very sorry we've not been around, guys. It's been quite a few weeks, if not bordering over a month, Jo.
Possibly.
I blame you, which I always do. But I shall tell you what we've been doing and why we've been off for so long is because I've been in a state of shock and I couldn't speak for quite a while. And it was because I watched that program, Who You Calling Fat? Was that what it's called?
Who are you calling fat?
In fact, on the BBC. And I've not been able to muster up my feelings on this program without using the C word. For a particular lady. So I thought it's best not. Some people don't like the C word. I like it. I think it's like, do you know what I really like? I like bastard as well. But I don't openly use the C word because it offends quite a lot of people.
Don't mind the C word. I think when you've worked in a customer-facing job role in the complaints department, you just have to take away some of the power of the C word. We were going to record the podcast sort of straight after watching the program, but I think it hit us emotionally and
It
in the
did
anger
actually.
receptors.
It did. It was a weird response. Plus, I did lose my voice for a week, so we were pretty screwed on that front. Nobody wants to hear squeaky Susan over here.
Been quite funny.
Yeah, it would have been hilarious actually. But it did actually. And I wonder how many other people was quite taken aback by that show because it kind of, I'm always reluctant to watch them because some make me want to cry, some make me want to scream and punch people in the face. And this actually was amazing because it did a bit of both for me. It really homed in, and I thought it was so well delivered, and it is kind of what it kind of led on from our previous podcasts about extremists and finding where you wanted to belong and stuff, Joe.
It was very
It kind
relevant.
of fit in perfectly to that. So I don't, it was weird. It was like somebody's answered our prayers and it's clear to me that we're not the only ones like going through all this. So let me start off by saying what were her name? Babs. I loved her. She gave the most accurate description of binge eating that I could have ever asked for because it's really, I am an open binge eater and I'm getting more and more more and more in my everyday life. Like going to an AA meeting, like, yeah, I'm a binge eater, you see. And I say it quite openly now, as in it's a thing and I expect people to understand it. But it's hard to explain it to somebody when they don't experience it. I guess in the same way it's hard for us to understand a heroin addict's response to drugs when we don't want them drugs or need those drugs. But Babs, I wish I knew where she was or her social account because I would like to thank her. She did a fab job in describing it and showing people what it was like.
Yeah, I agree. I think from all the people that were on it, she sort of represented me and how I feel about my body and what I'm going through. So it really sort of hit me on an emotional level. And I was really proud of her as well, all the things that she did. So she, when she actually went out with her swimming costume on and stuff, I wouldn't have done that. That was really
Yes.
brave. And the way
No,
she
I wouldn't have
stood
done that
up
now.
to the others who were
The
trying to tell her how to
extremists.
feel about her own body, I thought that was
Yeah.
really brave.
Because I kind of thought at one point, oh God, they're gonna turn her. They're gonna turn her into a fucking crazy. But she didn't, like you say, she kind of knew how she felt about it. She knew she wanted to tackle it. But she was helpless in tackling it somewhat. But she didn't give in to this whole new, I don't even know, what did they call it? Political movement,
A
body
political
shaming.
movement. I think it's like any sort of movement where someone fully believes that they're right, and I can understand that you have that passion, but then you're forcing your views onto someone else, and it tends to be to someone who's more vulnerable. And Babs was quite vulnerable when she went into that house, and she even admitted it. Was it Victoria who was the activist?
Cool.
She admitted that she saw something in Babs that she could try to play on and get her over to her side. So I didn't like that. I didn't like her behaviour towards Babs.
I don't know how to. I don't really know how I feel. Well, I do know how I feel about Victoria. I don't know how really to say it without offending people, but I thought she was a twat. I thought she was the biggest twat I've seen in a very long twat time, actually, because I am all for body positivity, as if you are happy with your body, then be positive. I support that 100%. And if you want to change your body, still try and embrace what you currently are while changing your body. I think each to their own. I fully believe that there's a place for everybody. What I really fucking hated was she thought she was so goddamn right that she was not willing to listen to anybody else's opinion because it will affect my whole body positivity. Fuck off. It won't, because if you're so self-assured of yourself and you don't give a shit if you're fat or not, then these people's opinions will not impact you. Sit down and listen to them like you expect them to listen to you. Don't just ignore science. It's bollocks. Don't ignore other people's feelings about their body and what they go through. She really fucked me off, Joe. There were a number of things that fucked me off.
She really annoyed me, and the most annoying thing from my point of view is that she was the thinnest woman in
Well,
the
what do you call
house.
herself? The most privileged. I'm the
Yeah,
most
well,
privileged. What?
small
Because
fat.
she thought she was class. I can't even believe that there's actually a term for this shit.
Yeah.
She was more privileged because she was not as fat as the others.
This is what we were talking about in the last podcast with the small fats and the infinity fats
Yeah,
and
they
where you
touched
fit
on
on the
the.
scale.
Yeah,
And
they mentioned this.
the lady, I cannot remember her name, but she was the mum that ran obesity.com. Was it obesity.com?
Right, okay.
And she was very angry and upset by the whole categorizing of fat people. So you've already got the term fat, you've already got all the issues that go along with that, and then you're splitting them into groups as
Yeah.
well to play off each other.
I think she represented me a lot, actually, in the way I thought, because I think she sees it as individuals, and if you're not happy, then get happy, like, do your thing. And she hated the categorization of it. And she doesn't understand why. She didn't understand, like I didn't, don't, and I still don't understand that I don't even know, the body shape. They call it body sh fat shaming, don't they?
Yeah.
Their body positivity, that is, it's about fat people embracing the bodies, and so society doesn't basically look down at you and cast you out, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But that's not the whole of society. That's individual issues. Like, there's some knobs out there that will judge people for their size. They're knobs. They're just knobs. It isn't a society issue. They're just idiots. And they're at the other end of the spectrum for me. They don't understand the whole environment, just like I think the crazy extremist body positivity people don't understand the other side of it. I'm like, where is the missed middle ground? Why can't we just talk about it?
What I found quite interesting is she was also an activist because she ran this obesity website trying to get help for people that were obese in terms of losing weight, managing their health, getting disability aids where they need them.
Yeah.
And she was an advocate of losing weight in a healthy way, whereas this other person who was also an activist for fat people was was saying, no, don't lose weight, stay fat, don't teach it to children. There's no need to do this. We should all just be fat.
Yes, basically, she didn't like anybody that was thin.
But she was the thinnest one. I just really wanted to. If I could ask her a question, my question would be: I can't remember the name of the lady who was. She was quite young, but she was on the bigger side. Victoria was the same size as her, would she still feel the same way? So she has this fat privilege, but if she actually was like a size 30 plus, would she still be
good question. Good question. I think, but do you know what? I really like that young girl and the bigger one. I really liked her because she'd shown she'd struggled all her life with it. And I think she'd got to the point where she thought, and this is what I agree. This is what I agree, or I think body positivity is about.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
She just got to the point where she thought, do you know what? I'm not wasting my life being unhappy and miserable with my appearance. This is what I am. She didn't rule out ever losing weight. She just didn't think that she probably would. Because this had been her life. And so she thought, I'm just going to embrace life because this is my life. That, for me, is what body positivity is about.
Yeah, and that's what I thought it was about when we started looking into it. I thought, well, it's somebody who's really happy, proud of what she looks like, proud of how she is,
she's
loving
just
family,
herself.
And living a life. And that's how I wish I could feel. Whereas I think the other woman was getting into her head a little bit as well.
Yeah, she definitely was. She definitely was. But for me, that's who represents body positivity. That's what I think it's about, what I think it should be about. There was that other lady that came in later. She was an activist as well, wasn't she? What I found quite interesting about her was how emotional she got in through quite a few different parts and had to leave the room. So for me, if you are fully embracing body positivity, why are you so emotional and having to leave the room when they talk about health issues? Do you know what I mean? Because they were basically saying, we don't want to talk about health issues. They're not connected. They are connected. We're not saying no one is saying every fat person will get these health issues. We're saying there's a heightened risk of it if you're overweight. It's fact, it's science, but they cling on to the fact that there's such a percentage that don't get these health issues, so they're saying it's unrelated. Well, that's shit in itself. So they won't listen to anybody else's opinions about these things because they don't want, I think, I think she was scared. I think she was actually scared of getting all this shit, but she was like putting on a front.
I thought it was quite interesting that she said that she'd lost family members to diabetes, and since she was a teenager, she'd had a lot of people saying to her, you need to stop eating, you know, you need to look after yourself because of you've got diabetes in your family. And she took that as an insult, whereas I think they were probably saying it from love and concern for her and for her health. Yeah. And I think she was looking at it as they were being horrible to her.
They weren't saying, fat bitch, lose weight.
Well, they might have been, we don't know, bless her. But I think the way she was saying it sounded more to me that it was more of a concern for her. And, you know, I've been fat since... forever. And I haven't really had anyone say to me, oh, you might get diabetes, because I haven't got diabetes in my family. So I can't say that every fat person gets told that. So maybe it's just purely because she's got it, like a history of it in her family. And maybe she is the one really that should have been more concerned about it.
I don't know. There was just endless amount of shit for me. I hated when, so if you were fat and you got thin again, you cast out basically. And what made me laugh was, she was just so cocksure of herself, wasn't she? She said, I'm an intuitive eater. So basically, I eat what I want when I fancy it. So I find that because I can eat what I want when I fancy it, I don't go and eat 25 Kit Kats. Because if I wanted to, I could. And I thought, go fuck yourself. Because if that's the theory, you would not be the size you are. You are overeating.
Yeah.
You're overeating.
I would eat 25 Kit Kats if I was intuitive eating.
25 Kit Kats.
Unfortunately, if you give me the option to eat what I want, then I'm going to eat what I want. And what I want is 25 Kit Kats.
And I would be huge.
I
don't. Well, I'm no. Let's catch everybody up. We haven't changed. We haven't budged in these scales for months. We're focusing on this TV programme because we haven't budged.
I've budged in the scales, but I've budged up and not down. I've put weight on.
I'm maintaining at the minute, but up and down maintaining, not like solid. And I just can't get over that finish line. I was like determined. I'm gonna get below this target for Christmas. I'm gonna have a big binge. But news update: I'm not gonna get below this target for Christmas, and I'm still gonna have a fucking big binge. So screw it.
It's Christmas.
Screw it.
It's Christmas. It's fine.
It's Christmas. Maybe I need to do one of her online e-courses. Just because you're fat, love, mean that you can chuff in. Give me a bit of body positivity online.
The funniest bit of that was when, was it Babs, said, I'm not interested in your e-courses. I'm not going to be paying for them. You can't sell them to me. And she was like, I would have given you them for free. I just thought, she's got your number.
Maybe we should do it. Maybe we should do one and see what it entails.
It would be very interesting, actually. Maybe we're
the
wrong.
Only thing I did disagree with, that went kind of in their favour. I wish they didn't say it. So when them politicians came, it was really interesting, that conversation, but they made the biggest flaw in saying about gastric bands for children.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, what have you gone and said that for? Because that's all they're going to focus on.
Yeah.
They're going to just focus on that now, not all the positives that you've said, because that's what they do. They focus on the smallest negative and cast everyone with the same stone.
I think it was quite interesting as well when the politician said she'd lost weight, when she said she explained herself. So she was quite thin, and the activist woman was saying, well, it's quite easy for you to be talking to me as a thin person and telling me all this that I should know. And the politician said, well, I've not always been thin. And she explained that she'd had to lose weight because she had cancer.
Yeah,
and she lost weight through health. She wanted to change her health.
But she said she didn't want it to come back. And I thought to myself, oh, I know, but you kind of put in that, you're kind of saying cancer was caused by your weight, and that can't be proven, can it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't read it into it as that. I read it more as she's had cancer, she's had a health scare, so she's changed her mind view to just generally being healthy.
Yeah, I think she was 2 stone overweight. I did kind of go,
yeah, I did. I did think, well, fuck off.
Yeah.
But still, like, her point of view was still there, that, you know, she's had a health scare, so she'd made some changes. So I thought, you know, you got to give her some credit there.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely. I think if they hadn't mentioned the child's surgery, that would have been like the top-notch court, like, discussion for me.
Do they give gastric bands to children, or did she really mean sort of teenagers?
I would imagine, I don't know. I don't think they give them. I think that's what she was saying, that they're not available.
Yeah, they shouldn't be available.
No, they shouldn't be available. It's about education, isn't it? And I definitely think there should be education around it, for sure.
But they were claiming that there shouldn't be any education around it, that children
there
shouldn't
should be
be made
education
aware
because...
of fat issues.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing for me is, okay, children shouldn't have to be made aware of fat issues, but they should be given the information on how to eat healthy and what's healthy for your body and what's not healthy for your body. Eating 10 McDonald's a week is not healthy for your body. Fact.
When you're educating two children about healthy eating, there should never be a mention of obesity or fatness or overweight, which I think there is now, which I think is wrong.
Yeah, I agree. It should be science. It should be based on this is what your body needs for nourishment and to survive and to flourish. And this, if you put all this other stuff in your body, these are the effects that it could have. It should just stop at that, because and I say this, and I say it because the weight shouldn't come into it, because for some people, they do eat shit and don't gain weight, but it doesn't mean their body is healthy. So that is why children should just be educated on what's good to eat and what's and not good to eat, because if they, I kind of agree it needs to stop at a generation, this fat craze needs to stop. I don't agree with fat shaming at all. I think it's disgusting. And I think it needs to stop. And I think it needs to stop with the next generation.
Yeah. I think it's easier to shame fat people still. I think it's still a big issue in schools. I think more so than gay issues and, you know, just because I have a child in secondary
it's
school.
It's a new thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there's so much compassion towards, you know, transgender, gay kids at school, which unfortunately I didn't really see, like, growing up, which is much better now, but kids still get called fat all the time, and it's an easy insult to make to someone.
Yeah, it is. And I tell you what, actually, I heard my son nearly released all the names then. I heard my son say it the other day, and I was like, we do not use that word in this house. And he didn't know. It will have been, he's five. He'll have picked it up from school or something.
But it's in every book.
I am not having my son call somebody fat. End of. Don't care if they're the thinnest person he's calling. It's not going to be an insult in his vocabulary. I'm going to lose my shit.
It's in a lot of books used as an insult as well for children. Probably not the more modern ones, but you'll still find books where a character is referred to as like the fat controller or like fat this, fat that. It's not a word that's taboo for kids. Yeah. It's definitely a descriptive word.
Because we were talking about this program, and my sister was saying that one of her friends' husband, like one of her kids' friends' dads, she says he's really bad, like fat shamer, to the point where it's rubbed off on his children now. My sister's quite liberal and really like just accepting of everybody and everything. And then his son's friend was around, and I think there was just insulting each other, and I think he called him fat or whatever. So she was saying to him, would you rather have a really nice friend that was fat or a really horrible friend that was thin? And he actually said, so age 7, 8, thin friend. Nasty. And I'm thinking that's come from his dad. She says the things his dad says. I said, oh god, getting me in a room with him, I'll do 10 rounds. And I just think, why does he think that these people are any less than him because they're fat? I fucking hate it. And that is what
ignorant
poor being. Yeah, I totally support the fight against fat shaming. I 100% would get on board and smash someone's teeth in. for it because I don't agree with the extreme body positive people doing it their way, because they're taking the fat shaming topic and the importance of it and twisting it to the extreme levels where those fat shamers will never be able to meet in or understand them do you know what I mean? They'll never understand that they'll never meet in the middle and they'll never change their ways, because for me, fat shamers are extreme idiots. They're one end of the level. If there was a group of people trying to explain it to them, maybe they'd come around. Do you see what I mean? Or you'd get a few and they'd understand the impact that they have on people. But instead, you've got the voice of the extreme body positivity people, and it's going to clash. And no one's ever going to get anywhere because no one's talking sense.
It alienates people. So if you've already got a prejudice against fat people, then having someone scream at you all the reasons why everybody should be fat will alienate that person. They will no longer listen to any argument. And I think that's the problem.
Yeah. And that's what's happened in both camps. And it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. You can't stop people thinking what they're thinking. I totally agreed with them. Like, I know you've mentioned it before, like with the doctors, they felt like every time they went to the doctors, they just blamed the weight. So they touched on that just like we did the other week. It was an amazing programme. I think hats off to the BBC. They did a really good job of it. I just wish that I didn't have to see that woman.
What I find really interesting as well, I've not seen a lot of comment on it online, on social media.
I saw a few on Instagram when I quickly went into it. Basically, they found it emotional. But I haven't seen like any backlash or anything like that.
What group was that from? Was that from the sort of Slimming Worldy types?
Yeah.
I think that's who it really resonated with emotionally, because we've all been there and we've all been like Babs and we've all been like the lady with the baby, where we're struggling with our weight and we're trying to work out in our heads how we feel about ourselves, and we maybe don't like ourselves or the way we look. So I think it really, what we've been trying to do with the podcast, makes you feel like there's loads of other people out there that feel exactly the same way as you. Whereas
I agree.
I follow some body positive accounts and I've not really seen anything online from them about it, and I thought they would have been all over it.
Well, probably because their spokespeople on that program was a C.
Maybe
C,
they were
C, C.
Maybe they were badly represented by her because was so extreme.
That's what I think. I think her name was Courtney, the other one. Was it Courtney?
I think you're right.
It's really bad that I don't know her name, and I'm sorry, but I think she was a better representative.
Yes. She didn't get enough airtime.
No, she didn't. One thing I do want to kind of, just moving off of this programme, because I could talk about it for years. Before I move off, I just want to know what qualifications this e-course sod's got. Does she have any? But apart from that, I went to Slimming World Consultant Information Evening.
Oh, yes, I remember. How did that go?
So I want to share a little bit with any Slimming World people out there, because I'm not going for it. And the only reason I'm not going for it is probably because how much time you got to commit to in the early stages, and I just haven't got it at the minute. But the reason I'm talking about it is because it kind of, in my head, I thought, I'm going to get there and I'm going to find like the inner workings of Slimming World. It's going to piss me off because it's all going to be about upselling and money. And do you know what I mean? All the things that are conspiracy, well, your
my conspiracy.
I thought that was going to come true, and I thought it's going to break my heart and I'm just not going to be able to do it anymore. But I kind of found the opposite. And I've kind of, it's kind of instilled a little bit of faith in it. Obviously, there's money involved because it's somebody's job. But the way they delivered it, it was all based around caring for your group. There was no upselling. There was no like add-ons or anything like that. You obviously got, you kind of, you run it as your own business. You have to invest. I don't think the investment amount was as high as I expected it to be. So that was positive. I think it was achievable for the right people.
How much was it?
It was £1,500.
No, I thought it was a lot more than that.
Yeah, it came with a few extra things that you'd had to do to start off with. It comes to nearly £2,000. But really, if you're classing that as you're starting your own business, that's pretty good. You get shitloads of training within that as well. You get quite a bit of advertisement to start with. But like all the journals and all that kind of stuff, they're not upselling that for Slimming World. The leaders are just doing that. They're buying it. And then they're selling it, and obviously it's going into their business, if you see what I mean. So it's not like Slimming World saying, right, if you sell this, then I want X pound. Do you know what I mean? So that kind of really reassured me a little bit, and it was all based around you've got your advertisements had to get X amount of people through the door. That's what would make you the money. This amount of people would make you break even kind of thing or profit. But it was all about how you can get these people to achieve the goals and stay in target and all that. It did really focus on it. I didn't agree. For me, body image isn't a counselling session that I benefit from massively. I need a bigger platform. I need like somebody with full-on counselling. But I do understand that from what's available commercially, Slimming World probably is the better option. Like the training that they give the people on body image, like the therapy session, I think they honestly think they're giving them the tools to help the people. I just think that some people like me are quite damaged and they need a higher level of counselling, if that makes sense.
Like me.
Yeah. Well,
because I don't know as well.
Yeah, both of us. But yeah, I kind of think they work really hard, actually. It's kind of just blown your conspiracy out of it for me a little bit, Joe. Sorry.
Probably could pick conspiracies out of it.
Oh, you definitely could. You definitely could find some more. I think the thing that they said that, like, you never guarantee to be it. You'd have to go for an interview. And that I think you have to be on your way to being a target member. And in like near your healthy BMI or something.
Really?
And I thought to myself, really? Because I'm pretty sure I've seen some bigger consultants. And would I get the sack if I put my weight back on? You know, like I didn't know, I didn't ask about that. But
that would
then
be interesting because my consultant was on the bigger side.
Yeah,
I don't think she's
a rule. Maybe it's a new rule.
Maybe. I wouldn't dare ask my consultant. I feel like I'm being a bit rude. But
I'm supposed to get weighed tonight and I haven't been. Not from the fact I'm hiding it, I'm going tomorrow morning. But I'm not losing anything this week.
You never know. Morning weigh in.
No. I do know. It'll be because the scales I get weighed on. The scales I get weighed on Thursday always weigh me about a half a pound to a pound less than at home, but the scales get weighed on Friday. They don't. They weigh me about the same, a bit heavier, so I'm pretty screwed for tomorrow.
You never know.
But
never
mind.
I think I've lost weight this week, but a proper weigh is not until Monday, so anything could change after the weekend. But it's not going to be anywhere near the amount that I've gained. I'm not going to get back to where I was. for at least a few weeks.
What, for Christmas?
Probably not for
Christmas.
Christmas.
Wait, what's your plan for Christmas? What's your plan?
Do you know, I have not even thought about it. I've really, beginning this week, I thought I'm going to get my head on it, think about losing weight, and I just haven't. And I don't know why I'm not in that headspace. Maybe I'm happy.
I think it's
now.
The weather. Well, are you, Jill? Are you happy? I hope you are, because that would be nice. I'm at the point that I think it's the weather that's getting me, because I could easily, if it wasn't for a bit of self-control, could easily go, oh, screw it. I'm just going to eat what I want when I want until Christmas is over. I really feel like that. It's a struggle for me at the minute.
It's so cold. I just want to eat like comfort food.
And yeah, that's how
drink
I
hot
feel.
Chocolate.
Maybe it's a thing. Maybe it's actually a thing. Maybe it's harder at this time of year. There's loads of Christmas. All I'm thinking is, right, I'm not allowing myself to buy any Christmas food until the very last minute. But that's for myself, because my plan is, I bought a Christmas journal for Slimming World. Mistake, because I thought it was a normal journal, but with a little bit of Christmas in there. Fucking not. I ain't got my daily diaries in there. So now I'll blame that on my gain. I need it. I need to write it down, and I need it in that journal. But it gives you plans for Christmas, what type of person you are. So one of them says, okay, or how will it affect you mentally if you take this path, depending on what kind of person you are, which I thought was really useful. The first page summed me up perfectly. You're just going to eat what you like, kind of thing. And you're going to deal with it after Christmas. You're prepared to gain 10 pounds at least. That actually said that. And I'm like, well, that's actually in line with what I gained last year. Because in my head, I'm going to have I've got that I know of 5 days off plan. I'm not doing plan on Christmas Day. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing plan on Christmas buffet. I'm not doing plan on Boxing Day. How many days is that? 3. And then there's some more. Christmas Eve, I'm not doing plan. 4. I'm sure there's a 5th somewhere down there. So I know for a fact there's 4 or 5 days I am not doing plan. And I know I can gain a good half a stone on those 5 days, if not more.
Yeah,
so I'm going to try my absolute hardest to stay on plan around those 5 days. But I know the minute I took into that buffet on the 22nd, it'll be like a ribbon cutting ceremony.
Yeah, the floodgates will open.
Yeah, and that will be for me from the 22nd until the new year. I just know it will. Unless they're opening weigh-in the day after Boxing Day. Unless I pluck up enough courage to go and get weighed on that day. I'll see.
That might be a good
it's
idea.
A risky business. I don't know. I think I'd absolutely like... But saying that, I'd got weighed in between Christmas and New Year last year, it didn't stop me from gaining another 5 pounds.
Yeah, but you knew where you were. At least it wouldn't, because if you'd have gained what, like, all of it at once in 2 weeks, that probably would have been worse.
Well, I'm gonna accept the gain. I'm gonna accept the gain on the chin, and I'm gonna move forward in New Year.
I just hope I don't get fatter than I was when I started this podcast. Can you imagine?
Well, how many pounds have you got to go before you're fatter?
Well, let me think. About 8 pounds? No, 9 pounds, and then I'll fatter 8 pounds to meet it.
It's risky. It's risky.
I know. Tell me about it.
You could easily do that.
I need to lose.
The funny thing is, I started New Year saying, I'm going to be at Target before Christmas. I gave myself Christmas, if you remember, and everyone laughed at me going, oh, she'll be at Target before then. You've only got X amount of weight to lose. Am I at Target, Joe?
Yeah. No.
Self-sabotage. Will I get to Target, Joe?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you will.
I'm not. I'm not. I won't. I know I won't. I just know I won't.
Well, I've got a Thornton's advent calendar given to me, so...
Oh, who gave you that?
Yeah, my other half. Oh. I mean, he was thinking nice thoughts. He was thinking he was doing the right thing. But then in my head, I'm thinking, well, if I have one chocolate every day, then I won't need to eat like loads of chocolate for the rest of the day. So maybe it's a good thing.
There's a part of me that just wants to say, screw it, Joe. Just enjoy yourself. Just enjoy Christmas. We should be able to have an advent calendar if we wanted. But realistically, we can't because it spirals us.
I'm already spiralling. I've spiralled all like for the last 2 weeks. That's why I've put weight on. It's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. If I put it all back on,
it'll be fine.
I'll lose it again. And then I'll put it all back on next Christmas. It's just the way I am. It's the way I've always been.
It's just how we're going to be. And just might as well just enjoy yourself while you're doing it. I'm going to, accept it. Enjoy yourself. We're going to the picture soon.
We are.
And I'm going to have a pick a mix. Are you joining me with my pick a mix?
I don't really like pick a mix. I'll probably have nachos.
Freak out. Oh, yeah, can you remember when we went once and you dropped it on the floor?
Oh, my God, I was looking forward all day to these nachos, just dreaming about them, knowing that we were going to the cinema, and then, like an idiot, I put them on one of the chairs that flipped, and it just flipped my nachos all over the man that was sat behind, and I shouted, my nachos!
No!
Yeah, that ruined that film. I can't even remember what the film was.
I bet it was Hairspray because we did go and watch it quite a few times.
Might have been, yeah. Yeah, we'll have nachos, but they're posh seats these days, so they don't flip.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, right, well, shall we wrap up?
Yeah, we've had a good old rant. And if anyone hasn't seen Who Are You Calling Fat, I think it's still on iPlayer.
I think you're supposed to say it like this. Who are you calling fat?
Who are you calling fat? It's still, I think it's still on iPlayer. If it's not, YouTube it. I'm sure it's somewhere. It's really worth watching.
Oh, you definitely have to watch it. And if not, Google e-course, bitch. Because she's just a treasure in herself.
Bless her.
I actually, while recording this, wrote C-U-N-T down.
You really dislike her.
I tell you, I was watching it. My husband came and sat next to me when I was watching it, and he's like, "What's wrong with you?" And I went, "She's just a fucking bleep." And he's like, "Whoa, what's that? Like, she's just got me."
She was difficult to like.
Very, very difficult, unless you're a like-minded extremist. So, right, we're going. Happy pre-December binge, everybody. Whatever you're doing, binge, diet, hope. Well, do you think we'll get one before Christmas? I'll tell you what, let's do one before Christmas.
We will.
And we will do an official, did Karen ever get to Target for Christmas? I can bet you sweet life I don't, but let's try.
Let's see. It might surprise us all.
A coffee tomorrow, which usually ends in a brownie, and the people, this place we're going to, is on Facebook, so I tagged my friend in to say, oh, look at the cakes they've got advertising, and she says, yeah, but do we move away from as normal brownie? And that place messaged back saying, have a piece of cake while you're there and then take a brownie home with you.
I like that kind of thinking. That's thinking outside of the box.
All right, well, perfect solution, but you met me. I'll have already got a flapjack in my pocket.
Be fine, save it for the next day. That's not happening.
Yeah. So, happy eating, happy slimming, whatever you're doing, be happy, guys. And we will see you next time.
Bye.